The Independent You, Failure is a Part of Success. November 14, 2021. John Caton. Without the valleys, the mountains can't be seen. No one enjoys failure. Everyone fails. It can be a bitter experience. This quote is an original. It was someone's Facebook post I recently saw. I immediately related to it as these will likely be my last words, too, well, that didn't work. In the article preceding this one, Truth, the Primal Way to Freedom, the value of truth in the decision-making process was discussed. You make decisions. For yourself. Sometimes, you are called upon to advise others in their decision-making process. Either is difficult if the corresponding facts are unknown or distorted. Misunderstanding the truth of a premise even with superb logic, thereafter, will yield a false conclusion. Depending on the degree of misunderstanding, or faulty logic, the conclusion and subsequent action will be a failure. Hopefully, it won't be one with major consequences, meaning the loss of something you value. Consequential failures hurt. They scar and the scars can build up. Failure engenders fear, a primal response that stimulates the fight or flight reaction. Do you stay to fight the failure? Do you run and hide from the failure? Your choices, in how you handle failure, will eventually define you. Are you an independent or a dependent person? A dependent person is uncomfortable making decisions. Fear of failure is a huge cause of discomfort. An inability to discern the truth of a premise or the inability to employ systematic logic may have caused too many past failures for them to take any more chances. Some may skip the systematic approach altogether and resort to their own understanding, born from bias or emotion. If that emotion is fear, they likely will defer to someone else to make decisions for them. Freedom is the price. The independent person chooses to fight. To fight, in this instance, means starting over to fight another round. Was the original premise true? Was the thought process logical? If an independent person has a desired conclusion and it hasn't worked out, they will question, what went wrong? They may challenge their own understanding of the science or truth of the premise. They may question the engineering pathway or logic they employed. A new premise and a new path of logic will be tried. That one might work, or it might also fail. But when the proper conditions are met, they will succeed. It is inevitable that when the condition of a truthful premise is combined with the correct logic, success is the only possible outcome. It is highly unlikely that an independent person will have a truthful premise and employ perfect logic in every decision-making instance. No one is that perfect. Chances are there will be more times when some part of truth is missing from the premise, or shortcuts are taken in logic, and failure will result. The independent person understands that the power to meet the proper condition is on them. When they value the conclusion they want, they will continue to modify the conditions until the inevitable conclusion is reached. It's called success, and unless the person is perfect, several failures are required before the correct condition leading to success emerges. Failure means the proper conditions were not in place. Success means the proper conditions were met. If you quit, the failure will forever be a failure. If you continue, adjusting the conditions along the way, you will succeed. Every failure will have become a stepping stone that got you there. For independent people, failure is a part of success.